Good morning. At Wednesday's class, we also stressed that a company may choose one generic strategy, such as low cost, but over time face strong incentive to change its choice of generic strategy. It's highly positive when a company is able to move from, say, the top left, low cost, to the top right, differentiation. This is the story of Japanese companies in many industries and is now being repeated by South Korean companies, and in the future will no doubt be repeated by Chinese companies. On the other hand, when a company that once occupied the top right and competed on differentiation finds itself being dragged to the top left, low cost, this is probably strongly negative and an indication of commoditization of that particular industry, thereby making it very difficult, if not impossible, for any company to enjoy significant profitability. In moving from top left to top right, we also discussed the various options that a company may face. Firstly, it can try and do so organically, as Toyota has done with Lexus, or secondly, the company can rely on external growth or acquisitions, as Ford and General Motors did with their acquisitions of European luxury car manufacturers. It was noted that the acquisition strategy of the US companies was a dismal failure. This probably reflected a significant clash in the organization culture of the American and European companies. This establishes a crucial point in strategy. For a business to be successful, it needs to recognize the huge importance of strategic fit, but also cultural fit. Bourbon and cigars is a good combination. Scotch and cupcakes is not. Bye for now. Enjoy your weekend.